Friend Mueller files this report. Last week, Republican Congressman Blake Fahrenthold called it quits, which was unexpected. Well, as we reported in December, we knew he was leaving office because he announced he would not seek re-election back then. We just didn't know it would be this soon. Former Congressman Fahrenthold made that decision after public outcry grew to a fever pitch about the settlement of a sexual harassment case involving him and his office. His fall from grace with his constituents became a national news story when it was revealed that the sexual harassment case was settled with his former communications director for $84,000 of taxpayer money. In an effort to save face, Fahrenthold pledged to pay that money back out of his own pocket after the news broke in December. But now, months later, he still hasn't yet. Fahrenthold hasn't paid taxpayers back despite having more than that amount sitting in his campaign account, according to an article this week in the Corpus Christi Caller-Times. The newspaper reported he still carries a balance of about $125,000 in that account, though he did refund about $44,000 to donors after he announced he wouldn't run for re-election. Guess those donors deserve to get their money back, not us average taxpayers. His sudden resignation also allows him to skip out of Washington, D.C., right as the House Ethics Committee begins to close in on him during its investigation of that sexual harassment settlement. Fahrenthold represented the 27th Congressional District of Texas, which stretches from Victoria to Corpus Christi. It's a district that historically voted Democratic. In fact, Fahrenthold had won his seat by defeating incumbent Democrat Solomon Ortiz by only 799 votes in 2010. In 2012, the district was redistricted, and now it swings more heavily Republican. Four Democrats and six Republicans battled it out in their prospective primary races for a shot at the ballot for Fahrenthold's old seat. And now both primary races are in a runoff coming up in May. The Republican candidates got twice as many votes as the Democratic candidates. However, Fahrenthold's sudden departure from the House is amid an apparent exodus from other Republicans in Congress. So far, 37 have announced they will not seek re-election. In addition to this week's news of House Speaker Paul Ryan calling it quits. This is Steve Gallington of the People's News.